Remember You've Got Mail, the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan romantic comedy? Writer-director Nora Ephron said she was trying to speak out about the little independent bookstores like Meg Ryan's Shop Around the Corner being crushed by the big chain bookstore, Tom Hanks's Fox Books.
A Fox Books superstore.
Kel nightmare. It has nothing to do with us. It's big, impersonal, overstocked, and full of ignorant salespeople.
But they discount.
Well, that was in 1998. And indeed, many small independent bookstores were fighting for their lives in face of the big chain stores. Now in 2013, the bookselling landscape has changed. Borders Books collapsed, of course, in 2011, and Barnes & Noble had to close many of its stores. There is Amazon, with its talk of using drones to drop your order at your door in just a few short years. But guess what? Independent small bookstores are enjoying something of a renaissance. We wanted to talk about this, so as we welcome Deborah Leonard, who's director of the Great Lakes Independent Booksellers Association. Good to have you with us, Deb.
Sure, glad to be here.
And from Traverse City, we're joined by Peter Makin, who owns Brilliant Books. Hello, Peter.
Good afternoon.
Very good to have you with us. Deborah, is it a fair statement to make that independent bookstores are indeed doing better?
They certainly seem to be. In the Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti area, we have three brand new bookstores this year. And that, I think it's been quite some time since there have been new bookstores opening. The American Booksellers Association, which is a national nonprofit that supports independent bookstores, is almost up to 2,000 members again. And it's been about 7 years since they've had that many stores. So things are looking up.
So you're seeing businesses hanging on and also new businesses opening.
And not only that, one thing that's happening is that it's exciting is that when people are retiring and selling their stores, younger people are buying them. There had been a period where if you wanted to sell your store, no one was interested and you pretty much had to close. But again, in my region, I've had three very nice bookstores go to younger owners in the last couple of years. So that's really exciting as well.
Going to a good home.
Going to a good home, yes.
Peter, how long have you had Brilliant Books?
Well, Brilliant Books, in all its incarnations, has been around now for 6 years. But we've only had a store where we are now in Traverse City for the last two. We were previously in Sutton's Bay for 5 years.
Are you noticing an increase in people who do want to buy local and who come in and would rather pick up a book as opposed to click on their computer?
Oh, yes. In fact, we even have the wonderful experience of having people literally walk up to the counter, show us an Amazon thing on their phone and say, I want this book. And so they're making a decision. They would rather support a local community-based store than simply clicking their button. Because I think, it goes to a much larger theme that's really happening within many communities in our area, which is that people want to, they understand that if they spend money at a local store, they're keeping the money in that zone. The money they spend with me stays here in Traverse City, stays on the Leelanau Peninsula. It doesn't just disappear into the pockets of corporate executives wherever they might be. And I think people are understanding that. They understand that they want their local economy to thrive. They need to keep the money where they live.
There have been many studies, but a few years ago they did a study that found out that if you spend $100 in a community in a local store, 68 of it goes back into that community and 43 from a chain. And of course, if you shop online, zero goes back into the local economy. And I think people really are starting to realize that if you don't shop there, these stores won't be there anymore.
So it seems that that customers are getting the sense it's not enough to smile as they go buy Brilliant Books and go, boy, I'm glad they're here. You have to come in
exactly. And
buy a book from Peter.
Yes.
I think that's right. I think that's what we're seeing. I said not only in bookstores. I think bookstores are, if you like, the sort of we get to be the sort of poster child for community shopping because we saw that great demise through the big dot-com boom. But as you know, these wonderful numbers that Deb's just given us, it's quite extraordinary. Because when I first opened a bookstore, it was in years of great decline. I think I probably opened my store as the whole bookstore industry hit rock bottom. And from then on, it's been every year everything's moved upwards. In terms of the numbers of stores opening and simply, I think communities like here in Traverse City, we have two independent bookstores within a couple of blocks of each other. And that says something about the community that we live in.
Now, are you getting any help from publishers? Because it would be my sense that publishers would, as much as they're selling books through, let's say, an online company like Amazon, it's in their best interest to help folks like you stay alive.
Yeah, I think that they're really seeing that, and I'm sure that Deb can also add to this, that without a bookstore to actually promote various authors, then all you're left with is an algorithm, which simply says people who bought Harry Potter also bought John Grisham, you know, which really doesn't tell you much, except that both of those are very popular books. But if you actually go into a bookstore and you talk to a bookseller, someone who has a passion for books, and that person really gets to know who you are, your taste, the kind of things that you like to read, they can put a book into your hand that you would not have noticed before. You wouldn't have come across, and you certainly wouldn't find it through an algorithm. And I think that's really what makes the difference. Reading is a very, very personal thing. And if you can find someone who understands your taste, understands who you are, then that's your bookseller, and you want that person to help you find books.
Deb, are you seeing the members in the Great Lakes Independent Booksellers Association incorporating technology and keeping up with technological developments, not only in reading but in marketing?
It is true, especially in the last couple of years. Facebook has been really big. Twitter, they really have stepped up their game in that. Most of my stores have websites, and a lot of my stores also sell ebooks. I don't know if people know that when you buy a Kindle, a brand Kindle, not the like Kleenex Kindle, but a brand Kindle, you can only buy ebooks from Amazon. You can't buy them from anybody else, so you're locked into a closed loop. There are other e-readers out there that are really good. The Nook from Barnes & Noble, you can buy books from everybody. And then the Kobo, which is actually the largest e-reader in the world outside of the United States. And you can buy books for both of those through independent bookstores who sell.
Now, what e-books. About, I'll just ask, what about the iPad?
iPad, yes. You can,
okay.
Yes. It's only the Kindle that's the closed loop.
What would you say you're doing it day in and day out there in Traverse City at Brilliant Books, Peter Makin, the biggest challenges you face in 2013 in running your bookstore?
Well, I think the biggest challenges really still are there are still a lot of folks out there for whom the discount is the most important thing, and I think we're seeing less of that as the economy improves and people realize that it's books we're selling. We're not selling, if it's an automobile and you can maybe save $5,000-$7,000 on it, then you might want to shop around. But if it's a hardcover book and you're saving a few bucks, and what you would save means the demise of a bookstore that you love, it simply isn't worth it. But there are still some folks for whom the lowest possible price ever has to be the thing. But I think we're seeing nationally a change to that.
I agree with that, exactly. Now, you had asked earlier about what things publishers are doing.
Yeah.
They are doing quite a few things now to help out the independent bookstores. They seem to be working a little bit more, trying to get more local authors out into stores. There was something that happened on Small Business Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, that was very cool. Sherman Alexie, who is an author, he's the author of the absolutely true story of a part-time Indian. Thank you. he said, why don't authors that support local bookstores go and work there on that Saturday? And over 1,000 authors around the country worked in bookstores, selling books, wrapping books, just talking to people. And that's not something you can get online. So they really are trying to give us more opportunities for things that are unique to locally owned stores.
We've been speaking with Deborah Leonard, who's director of the Great Lakes Independent Booksellers Association. And from Traverse City, we've been speaking with Peter Makin, owner of Brilliant Books. And Peter, I look forward to checking out your store the next time I'm in Traverse City.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for talking with us, both of you, today.
Thanks.
Thank you.